Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Royal Oak, Michigan. Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, Matt, and Angela.
And welcome to episode 99 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken. 99. Any famous 99s out there?
From Get Smart.
I don't know if I am. I
remember the song from the Beavis and Butthead movie, 99 Ways to Die. Or that wasn't even a movie. That was even before that.
I know 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
What about
yeah?
99 love balloons.
Your mic's on.
Okay, it's not the headphones. Red balloons.
99.
Oh yeah.
99 left balloons.
Loft balloons.
And the great one.
Wayne Gretzky.
Oh,
that's right. Damn. It is number 99.
And the $13 million man and counting? J.J. Watt.
Oh, my gosh.
He didn't die in that stuff down
he's too busy, like, wrangling $15 million, which I'm pretty some props to him. He originally started the whole charity at $1 million, and then all of a sudden it went past that. So he said, "All right, well, let's go for $5 million."
It was at 13 this morning.
Yeah,
nice.
And then he shot for 10. So yeah, now it's at 13. I guess he's probably just, "All right, well, let's go for 15."
I mean, you have a tablet in front of you. It's not like you have some sort of communication device that's like connected to information across the world.
I'm always just pretty much just kind of like in my trivia mode. I don't use the internet to cheat.
Oh. But so. You don't have to cheat. I mean, we are talking about current events, so it's not cheating.
I know, but
okay,
I'm good.
Nick, how you doing today?
You start with the part-timer.
I forgot we were still, wow.
We're still alive.
I thought we were still doing intro. I'm like,
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm all right. What are you drinking over there?
Started double-fisting already with the Shorts Brew Peachy Pom Pom. Is that what this is, Matt?
Peachy Pom Pom, Peachy Pom Pom, right. Peachy Pom Pom.
And then double fisting that with a Chocolate Lab Porter from Wisconsin Brewing.
It's kind of pretentious to take the whole state.
The whole state? Well, I mean, there used to be a Michigan Brewing Company, and now there's Michigan Brewing Works.
Is that the one in a basement of an abandoned house?
Yeah, that's the what do you call it?
You probably die if you go there.
Blair Witch Brewery.
Although I don't think that's as presumptuous as the Funky Buddha's Floridian. Just naming a beer after everybody, like, if you don't like this, then screw you.
Is there a beer called the Michigander?
Is there one called the Stalin?
The Stalin.
I drink that. Just name it off.
If it's goose, if it's good for the Goza, it's good for the Michigander.
Well, once he goes,
you heard it here
first. Rob didn't even hear that.
No.
Once he goes, Goza black.
Oh, yes, from Ascension. The greatest name in all of beer.
Yes.
We do have a Ascension beer that I'm excited to bring out for you guys. I actually tried it yesterday. It was McKelly, which is their sour brown. Yep.
Sour brown?
Sour brown, yes. It's really good. I like it.
There's a joke in there, but
I'm talking like Velvet Hammer type.
I was kind of thinking.
Well,
like
I mean, Velvet Hammer is its own. It's not.
Oh, that wasn't a brown.
That wasn't a brown. They actually, that was the other beer that they brought, which was their sour brown, which is their Ode Brune.
Oh, that's what it was. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah. So they had their own sour brown, but that was when they brought us all those unlabeled beers, and we had to figure it out just simply by opening it and figuring. Hey, Dan, welcome.
Hey, 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a
more,
row.
Not more even. Than you've been here. Yeah, been here more recently.
In the
than
last
you have.
2 weeks, yeah. You've been here more than I have. Apparently, you've been we've both been flying around. You've been flying just to and from home.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what happens.
What are you drinking over there?
I got a PBR, and I've got we're drinking the Imperial, the White Russian Imperial Coffee.
Oh, white! Oh,
I gave
I
all
even,
to you guys.
I haven't opened that.
That was
that
really
up
good.
Yeah. Is it?
That was really.
Yeah, you
good.
Should try it right now. Take a sip of
it. Okay, we'll try it right now. Nick liked it.
Yeah, oh yeah. The other one that he passed around before the show started, that Mandarin Wheat.
Yeah, from that was really good.
Yeah, that was pretty good too.
So yeah, that's what I'm drinking right now is the White Russian Imperial Stout from Sunup.
What do you think?
I like it. Yeah, I like it
good.
A lot.
Yeah, it's good.
I only brought one on purpose because I wanted to keep the other three like at home.
Well, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Can't be because it's good.
Yeah. It's really
fuck
good.
These other guys.
I got some other good stuff, though, too. We'll try a little, little later.
Awesome.
Yeah, you brought a lot of stuff from, Phoenix. Keep saying Phoenix. It's pretty much
a whole state.
Yeah.
It's pretty much
the
whole state.
90%
so
of
you
the
have,
state.
So you have Phoenix and Flagstaff and then
Tucson.
Tucson
and then the rest
Mexico.
Of the state.
And Mexico. Well, it is pretty much Mexico.
Like hell,
yeah. Let's not even beat around the bush. It is like Mexico.
North Mexico?
Yeah.
Old Mexico?
It's where like the hipsters
Old
in Mexico
Mexicans
go.
This is a Young Guns reference. Oh.
They were
in Lincoln County,
so,
New Mexico.
Funny story. Yeah, this is Matt. Anyways. when I was about
he just introduced himself.
15 or 16, I went and watched a movie at a girl's house.
The original Netflix and chill?
Yeah. I think it was a family video VHS.
A VHS tape?
And I don't know. I think we were watching Blue Streak, with that great film.
Oh, yeah.
It was nominated with an Oscar because of
Martin Lawrence
and Luke Wilson.
Yes.
And apparently the goal was to get to Mexico because he smuggled jewelry or smuggled a diamond.
Correct.
And she said, why didn't they just go to New Mexico? Why did they have to go all the way to Old Mexico? And I said, done with this, and left.
Oh, your date. Your date said that.
Yes,
oh, my
yes.
God.
She said
I was waiting for you to reference like something from the movie because I've seen the movie a bunch, so I
yes,
actually know.
No, that was top three dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
yeah, I would agree. New Mexico is definitely doesn't assist you in regards to extradition.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
Rob, what's going on?
Hey. You know, chilling, doing my usual, sipping on decided to break out one of the homebrews.
Nice.
So I got that. Just I feel like I'm always like checking up on this every 3 or so weeks.
You have something new?
To see. Oh, no, it's still the same thing what the last thing that you tried. Just,
okay.
You know, bottle age for another
How's
2 months.
How's it been? Getting better?
It seems like it's getting there.
Nice.
So chilling out with that. Had tried the White Russian coffee. For me, it's all right. It's kind of like if somebody were to make coffee with like 6 scoops and then just use an eyedropper for the water.
That's how I like coffee. What are you talking
whatever
about?
Whatever you strain out of that is pretty much what gets it put in that can. It's not bad. It's just, it's a little strong for me.
It's a great, it would be a great tailgate beer because you wake up on a Sunday morning
probably
or Saturday morning.
Just an overall breakfast
you,
beer.
Yeah. You
I have a beer here called Before Noon. Similar.
Is that the
good
beer I should drink and not a barrel-aged Scotty Karate?
Yeah, you should drink this before New... Yeah, well, I don't know how strong it is. It doesn't say on the can. Wasn't talking about it. It's out of New Mexico, so I was like, whatever. It's not...
Not Old Mexico?
Not Old Mexico. It's out of Lincoln County, New Mexico. Sounds like I'm going to mention
noon.
Young Guns.
Jeez.
There you go.
No Young Gun references.
So
it's a great movie. What are you
doing? Oh no, I'm not denying it. I'm not denying
the Golden Age of Emilio Estevez.
And I mean, the sequel is just equally as decent.
Wait, the sequel to what? What did I miss?
There's
the Young Guns.
There's a sequel to Young Guns. Do they go to the international outlaw competition and switch back to their old uniforms? I'm just thinking about every Emilio Estevez movie I know.
Wow.
The Mighty Ducks.
There we go.
The Mighty Ducks 2.
The Mighty Ducks 3.
The Mighty Ducks 3.
The Breakfast Club.
What does the Breakfast Club come in with?
I feel like
you said Emilio Estevez movies.
Oh, there's also the Garbage Men 2 where they go.
Is there a 2?
International Garbage.
Isn't that Men at Work? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Golf Club? Golf Club.
Men at Work 2.
I feel like you're trying to pull like a
Quentin. Dance.
I feel like you're trying to pull like a Quentin Tarantino, and just suddenly all of Emilio Estevez's characters are somehow related in this family tree.
St. Elmo's Fire. The Outsiders.
Oh,
all
right, are you on IMDb right
no,
now?
No, I'm just looking at Google.
He will always be going by
Emilio Estevez just got really excited because somebody Googled his name.
Yeah. He's sitting there waiting for that.
Loaded Weapon.
He just got a notification in his Venmo account. You now have $1 because someone Googled you.
That'd be crazy if that's how that worked. Like every time you get Googled or if anybody like
you get a notification. Like you get on
Wasn't it like if you get so many hits on YouTube, you get paid, but you have an NDA so you can't discuss what you get paid?
Over a million.
I think so.
Like, just imagine, like, every time you get Googled, it's the same thing.
How
and
much?
Then nobody's Googled Emilio Estevez in months. And then he hears a ding on his phone. And he thinks it's a text message. And it's, you know, Chase account saying, so you have a direct deposit from Google of 68 cents for Google.
Oh, man.
He has forever coach blood.
Oh, goodness. By the way, that according to Beer Advocate, the before noon is 8%.
Oh, wow. And that explains a lot when I would drink six of them.
Before noon?
Before, yeah, I will.
Forget about doing anything afternoon. Shit. I'm going to have six of these. Although you're grabbing it now, apparently it says availability winter. It's what's the date on that can?
No, they're just rolling out.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just like a pumpkin beer.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
Matt's favorite.
You could always say you're getting stuff done before noon and then do one thing and then drink beer and technically you're good to go.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense.
Ken, what are you drinking?
I'm at Maduro by Cigar City right now, so I'm already finished with the White Russian Imperial that I had poured, so I'm down to the Maduro Cigar City. That makes me happy.
You like Maduro, don't you?
I do.
Is that your favorite beer, Ken?
No, it is not. My favorite beer is probably coming out shortly, if it hasn't already.
It's King Cobra, obviously.
Yes, barrel-aged King Cobra. Limited edition with pumpkin added.
Oh, my, with, oh. No.
You just made Dan very sad.
And I will never drink King Cobra again.
We all know how much Dan loves pumpkin beers.
Yeah, good Lord. And I noticed there was a bit of a message we got from Mark from Drafting Table. I don't know if you guys read that, about a New England IPA.
New England Pumpkin IPA?
New England Pumpkin IPA.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, man.
Like M43 with pumpkin added?
Why would you do that? Can we?
It's like a juicy pumpkin. That? Is that like a thing?
I have no idea.
I guess it is now.
Hey, it is.
Well, there was a brewery that their pumpkin, their Kentucky bourbon barrel aged pumpkin. Because I know they do it. They do one of them or two of them. One's like a rye barrel. One's a bourbon barrel, and they removed one of them. I don't remember which one it was, and I'm trying. It's the one that's like pumpkin, but it's P-U-M-P-K-Y-N.
Is that the hipster way to spell it? What's that?
No, it's the right. I can't even think of it. Gender non-specific way to spell it.
Oh, God, that's even worse.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, this is coming from Renegade Brewing.
Don't die, Matt.
Not sure exactly where they are from just yet, but it's going to be called Space Boy. And it's a New England-style pumpkin IPA.
I was saying, that sounds like a weekend song.
Is that one where they eliminate all the E's in there?
I'm a space boy.
We can play that during the break.
Some weekend...
That actually sounds kind of more like a Michael Jackson
hit. Space Boy?
Yeah, Space Boy. Ow!
Is that like Space Jam, but Space Boy?
Space Jam? No, it is not.
Quad City DJs? Space Jam?
How do you know the artist of Space Jam?
Because you know what? Me and my girlfriend, we were cleaning out the garage, and just so happens that she had a CD copy original of the Space Jam soundtrack.
I was waiting for you to say.
Wow.
Dude, and I'm like, in wrestling terminology, I marked out.
I thought it would have been like a jock jam. Like, that's the only place you would have found it on jock jams.
That was like the first great like movie soundtrack besides like Lion
Space
King.
Jam? The Space Jam one?
Yeah. It was like Lion King and then Space Jam and then Titanic.
No,
yeah. Movie soundtracks really took off.
Go further back than that.
Oh, hell, enlighten us.
Hell, I'd say the Transformers, the movie soundtrack, was a hell of a lot better.
Such
than
a fucking nerd.
What? You mean Shia LaBeouf's version?
Hell no.
Is that before he turned into a dirty hipster?
I'm talking about the animated Transformers movie going back to like 86.
Okay, so basically when he was like our age.
Pretty much.
Like.
Is this when Shia LaBeouf was making holes?
You realize holes. You know, Stanley is yelling it.
How old is Shia LaBeouf anyway?
He's about our age, maybe a little younger.
No, he's like mid 30s.
Early late 90s or late 90s.
Late 90s. Damn. Late, he looks late, fucking good, man.
Late 90s. Is that where?
Shit.
Rob, we got our spinoff show, Late Night Live.
Late Night
Live. We've been looking for a while.
We'll just pound Summer Shandy for an hour.
This segment brought to you by Country Time Ale. Country Time Ale.
Now with more booze in it.
Now with more powder, more sugar, less
water. More drink.
More orange drink.
Sugar, water, lemonade.
Orange drink.
Vodka.
And a little bit of vodka.
I was going to say, sugar, water, are we Men in Black?
More sugar.
Oh, he's 31, by the way, so he is.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Renegade. Actually, they should know better. They're in Colorado. They should know better to do this.
Renegade Brew. That's I like some of their beer. They got a good maple porter or maple browns. Yeah. It's really good.
I love the one line that's in this article. It says that this beer has the potential to cause more anger than any beer ever made.
Rage.
I mean, I guess if you're doing it just to do it, I could see, like, I could see that's something I would do with that, at that point.
It kind of sounds like it's one of those where, you know, when Budweiser came out with the ad saying, you know, no pumpkin spice ales and stuff
no
like
Beechwood
that.
No Beechwood aged.
And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Bell's and the like were coming out with these limited edition pumpkin spice ales that came out in, you know, March and April. And New England Pumpkin IPA. Just
out of Colorado.
Out of Colorado.
Sounds
of all
good.
Places, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't like that brewery anymore.
That sounds
I
like
I liked them until right now.
Someone in like Vermont or Maine should make a like a prickly pear cactus beer just to spite them.
What if that becomes a new thing then?
I wonder how that would be.
Shiner has a prickly pear. It's not bad. Yeah, it's not
try
bad.
That.
I feel like it's like you start coming out with these, you know, the fruit beers that gain the trend, and all of a sudden you start having a shortage of said fruit. And that obviously
I would love a shortage of pumpkins.
Oh, I'd love it too.
Because you literally can't
never.
It
would never happen. It would never happen.
It never seems to happen. Because hell, look at Shipyard, and they certainly have their fair share of pumpkins.
Don't get me started on that.
Dan's like, fuck you guys.
Worst experience in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
But to be fair, you guys were drinking and driving, so.
No.
Which is something we don't encourage on this show.
No, we weren't. A mutual friend of a few of us. I don't know if you guys call him friend. Flew to Maine, stopped at a gas station. Hey, this looks cool because I had a headless horseman on the bottle. We bought it, didn't read it. Drank it and both almost threw up.
Well, I guess.
Pumpkin beer.
If that were allergies, that's one thing.
That wasn't allergies. That was disgusting.
Which is absolutely nasty.
No.
Did you like put gasoline in your mouth like in Tommy Boy after that?
No, we weren't at the gas station pounding beers as awesome. Pounding warm beers that we bought.
Well, that's your first mistake right there.
Well, what not?
That you weren't being at the gas station pounding beers?
Well, not that time. Can't talk about stuff like that.
Sitting in the parking lot.
Don't we have sponsors
beers
still?
No, apparently they've all dropped off now after that story.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Budweiser. What was the New Hampshire story with Ian from Sellerman's? No, it's this story right here that's getting rid of our sponsors.
Where he made love to a man's wife who had a Budweiser tramp stamp?
No. It was like he was in New Hampshire or something like that, and there was the Budweiser fanboy or something like that that had all this Budweiser accoutrement.
Yeah, so when I went to Blake's, he was there for Cider Days, which was fantastic. If you haven't been to Blake's Cider Days yet, you're missing out. That should be like a worldwide event at this point. But it's literally the best hidden beer fest that 1,000 people go to. Where it's still not like butts to nuts busy.
Yeah.
But everyone's there.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
Great. Beer's good. Beer's plentiful. Without sounding like a macro fanboy, the best beer I had was the Kiwi Club Goza from Bell's.
Oh, yes. I have had that.
I mean, everybody brought their standard lineup. So you have your stouts, your porters, your IPAs. And there were only about like a handful of Gozas, and I had this one, and I was like, it's the only thing that made me say, wait, what am I drinking? And I was like, I want a big one of these, but you only get 3 ounce pours.
Yeah.
But that if they bottle that, I might bathe in it. It's that good.
Goodness.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I thought Holiday had that for growler fills.
If they do, so. People will ask me, oh, what's that scent you're wearing? And I'll be calling it Bell's. Ode to Bell's.
I'm wearing Bell's today.
But it was great.
Yeah.
That Goza is to definitely be checked out. If you see it, drink it. It's one of those beers that doesn't taste like beer and doesn't feel like you're drinking a beer. It's very light, very crisp. It's almost like drinking one of those ices or those like flavored waters. because there's no booziness to it. There's no kick to it. It's just like super clean and crisp. Rob, you're looking at it right now.
I was checking if the growler fills. Looked like that actually ran out. They do have hipster brunch on there.
I ran into Ian, and we reminisced about that segment on the show, and we didn't stop laughing for about 15 to 20 minutes, and people started gathering around the Sellerman's booth thinking we were doing something weird, and we just had the inside joke going, and then we looked up, and people were eyeing us like, you guys need to go. And then he's like, but I pour here. So.
I work here.
No, so no. But, yeah, go to Sellerman's, ask Ian about his good time in New Hampshire. It's a fantastic story.
Cool.
But yeah, that Kiwi Club goes is pretty damn tasty. I think I had it when I went to Kalamazoo a couple weeks ago, and just got just a flight between that Barrel Age Hell Have No Fury 2015 Expedition Stout and a 2016 Cherry Stout, which was by far the worst.
But I mean. You kind of did yourself not necessarily dirty, but you drank all these stouts, and then you had the Goza, which, I mean, you're talking complete opposite. So,
oh yeah,
you got to think, it's a 95 or it's an 85 degree Michigan day. You're out there with people all over, and then you go to sip this, and it's just,
oh well, shit, I hit the Goza first.
Oh well, yeah. I just imagine it would be even better after all those stouts, after those thick heavy beers, and then you drink this little Goza, and you're.
Or you could just not drink all those thick, heavy beers and just drink.
No.
But you know where you would find all those beers?
But I'm a thick, heavy man.
Where?
At Zatuna Liquor.
Can you find thick, heavy man at Zatuna Liquor? Because I think that's what Rob wants to talk about.
No, but Zatuna Liquor is located in Rochester Hills.
He paused for a second there.
You know, I just, well, yeah, I'm good to go. Thanks. Yeah. No comment. Yeah.
You're not a thick, heavy man kind of guy? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
To each their own. Man.
I was simply going over my characteristics.
C'est la vie.
That's all.
Such is life. I don't know. I don't know if that's the proper term to use for this conversation over here.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, we got, what do you, that's the pom-pom or whatever?
Yeah, that's a little peach pom.
Peachy pom-pom.
That's a sour from Shorts, is that
it? It is. Peachy Palm. It sounds kind of like the Wild Wild West soundtrack. Wiki Wow, Wiki Wow.
I love how you say soundtrack, but it's only one song.
But we've been on the soundtrack.
You picked the Will Smith, Drew Hill song.
Well, yeah. What other song are you going to pick from that?
Cisco
was on that track,
it's
too.
It's not just Drew Hill. It's just Cisco.
Yeah.
If you say Wild Wild
Cisco is Drew Hill.
But you're missing Kool Moe Dee.
Right. You
Kool
say Wild Wild West. You think Kool Moe Dee. You better think Kool Moe Dee. That's it. Wild Rough Wild Riders. West.
No, you don't want
to talk about West. Jim West.
That goes for you, too. This is going to be the Rob, Dan, and Ken show soon.
Are you singing?
Are you rapping right now?
He was rapping Wild Wild West, the song.
Just like ringing the microphone.
And there goes.
It's like derailed.
How did I not derail? What is going on today?
Oh, no, don't worry. Yeah, the sober. Show's still early.
No, it's already derailed.
No,
Matt's rapping Wild Wild West into the microphone right now.
We're going to bring it back onto the tracks. We got next week the UP Beer Festival, so we're not going to be on live next week.
You're going to call it the Up Beer Fest, weren't you?
The Up Beer Fest.
The Up Beer Fest. The Up Beer.
The Up Beer. Man.
Have fun with that weather. It'll be like 35 degrees.
No, it's 70.
I'm hoping it'll be nice.
It was like 30 this morning up in Marquette. So
it always starts at 30 every morning.
Does it?
I don't go.
Yeah.
Not a big fee. No, you don't go north of one.
North of
214 miles. So Marquette is.
Damn.
Marquette's just a little bit more further north than.
Further north than nope.
So it's going to be in the Marquette. It's actually right on like the harbor or something like that. And I'm pretty excited. This is the first time ever. I think this is the first time
we've
for all of us.
So many times to get up there. So.
We tried last year and I'm like, I'll drive in the morning.
You're like,
we'll
just leave right now. You're like.
Yeah. Your mic's still on.
You texted me literally at midnight the night before Sunday.
Last year?
Yeah. You want to leave? Yeah. I'll drive at 5. We'll get home by midnight tomorrow. I'm like, That sounds miserable.
I was like, we can stay at my parents. Like, we don't have to drive all the way.
It's literally 7.5 hours each way.
It's seven. It's okay.
It's seven from, like, Howell.
It's seven from my place. I checked it out today.
He MapQuested it.
I MapQuested it.
I will.
No,
I
used Microsoft Maps.
Is that a thing?
Oh, that used to be a thing.
You print that out.
Yeah, it was before you could
when you had to keep resetting the trip odometer so you knew how far you went.
When you had the CDs.
Yeah, you had the CDs with the maps.
And the maps, and you had to, and they always had updates.
Was that like Encarta?
Kind of like an Encarta, yeah.
It was, yeah.
Encarta.
Something I haven't heard of in a few decades. Goodness.
I just remember loading that in like 1995 and hearing, oh, I have a dream, and then, it was literally the weirdest thing. But you could do every school project by copying and pasting Encarta documents. It was the pre-Wikipedia Wikipedia.
And they didn't have a way to check back
they
then.
Didn't.
No.
So you could do whatever.
Damn right.
Like, I don't think I did actual work in school from like second to sixth grade that wasn't copied and pasted from Encarta. Because I lived in Romeo, Michigan, and nobody else had a PC.
Nobody cares. Nobody at that point.
And if you're wondering where Romeo, Michigan is, just throw a stick into the woods, and that's basically Romeo, Michigan.
How many 3.5-inch floppy disks was that?
No, it was one CD-ROM.
Oh, high class.
That basically carried the entire human history on one.
They actually had it at one point up to four CDs.
Wow.
I remember having a, like, 28-book collection of Funk and Wagnall encyclopedias, all trumped by one single disk.
one disk.
That's when the encyclopedia died.
World Book.
I thought it was when salesmen stopped going door to door.
Door to door with the encyclopedia.
Yeah, they stopped to always be closing.
Does anybody still, like, do your parents ever own a door to door encyclopedia? Like,
I don't know if they got theirs from door to door, but my mom still has a set, a complete set of encyclopedias.
My parents got theirs, like, right before the internet was, like, not dial up anymore.
Like, right, but wow.
Holy shit.
You know what I find amazing is, anytime you see a lawyer on TV, not like these stupid ads, but like being interviewed in the news, they're always standing in front of a library of those encyclopedias, and they're always the most current because, you know, lawyers apparently don't have the internet, and they still go back to case law that's in a book somewhere.
Yeah, no, you're
right. They still have to look astute.
Astute.
But literally, like, lawyers' offices could be half the size if they weren't required to buy the bar encyclopedias every, like, 3 to 5 years. It must be one of those mid-level marketing schemes that the American Bar Association has.
They're probably just empty. The whole thing is probably just a big DVD.
It's just a shell.
Yeah, you know, it's just a shell.
It's where they keep their money, right? Is that
in encyclopedias?
They literally cut it out, put stacks of hundreds in there, close it so they don't have to rely on the
banks. Why do we need safe?
It's a better Very Call Saul type of thing to
you know what? In. If Vince Gillum is listening to this right now, he'll definitely think of that.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen.
Burner phones and binders full of money.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. All right. So, hey.
Hi.
So are we missing people today? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. We were supposed to have a full house today, and we got no house today, for sure.
You know, to be honest, we haven't had a Just Us show in a while, and it feels good to just man spread and talk random beer BS.
I'm not too keen
on the word manspread.
Such a bad
I'd never heard the term until I heard it from Matt, and then he was just like, you know, be able to do some manspreading. I'm like,
you never heard the term manspreading?
No,
I didn't come up with it. I mean, I saw it somewhere.
I mean, you come up with beer names. I wouldn't figure you'd come up with, you know, manspreading.
That could be a beer name.
Gosh, it actually is a word.
When you said it,
you've never heard of the term manspreading?
No, never.
The term's basically.
It's from New York subways, like sitting on the subway and not having to like constrict yourself to like scoliosis, but being able to like sit comfortably and spread yourself out.
The practice of men sitting in public transport with men with legs wide apart, thereby covering more than one seat.
I don't mean like fully like spread eagle opening.
No. If you look on Wikipedia, there's a
legs at hips distance apart, not
not testicular aeration.
Yeah, not like knees that get sticky when they sit next to each other.
This is an actual dictionary word. That's the fucked up part.
That's in a dictionary?
That's not
it's in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Well, you're welcome, Oxford England, because we fixed you.
Damn.
We mansplained.
This term has been criticized as a caricature of feminism and has been juxtaposed with examples of women.
Say that word again?
Juxtaposed? Juxtaposed. Shut up. Juxtaposed.
Self high five.
With examples of women taking up excessive space in public places.
The more you know, folks, here, the better under our podcast.
Where's our Starlight music?
And apparently there's a women version of this. It's called she-bagging.
She-bagging? Yes.
Oh. What are we getting into?
I know.
What rabbit hole did we just...
All right, we're going to change the name from Better on Draft to All the Things You'll Know.
This is what happens when you drink, folks.
Right.
All the places you'll go with Nick Paglia and the internet.
Dude, that'd be a perfect segment on the website, right?
Actually, I want Nick just clicking like videos, like you start a YouTube video, like something like innocent, and see where
it
takes you.
That would be like a perfect Twitch like segment right there.
But you know what?
An hour a week with me just clicking on random articles on fucking Wikipedia,
like
and going
next
on YouTube.
Yeah.
This day in history on Wikipedia.
No, you know what I mean? No, the best thing would be to just have a Twitch stream and ask, what should I YouTube? And then YouTube that term and then click a video in the you might also like, and also like for an hour.
Oh, gosh.
You'll somehow just find the weirdest shit at the end.
Yep.
There are some Twitch streamers that will do, like, you know, they'll take donations from the viewers, especially like the highly established ones, where they will donate like $1 and link a YouTube video, and they'll watch like a snippet of it for like 15 seconds, and it's all dumb shit for however many hours until people stop donating money.
People pay money to get other people to watch
a
video?
Yeah, no. There was this one guy that I used to watch only because of just – he never played any games. He would always do
just chills on.
No,
YouTube.
No. He would always play Counter-Strike Global Offensive, but he would do like the betting thing where you could win weapons and shit like that. And that's all he would do. He would never actually play CS:GO. So one day he actually had a stream, and it was basically like a 16-18 hour stream where people were literally giving him money for like $1, $2, $5, $10, whatever. And they would link YouTube videos and they would just watch it on stream.
So you pay people to play video games and watch them? Or is it basically one of those?
No, people pay people to have them play.
It's a form of entertainment. If you like the people that and like to see more of their content, it's like an appreciation saying, hey, I like what you do. Here's $10.
I remember being a kid and having an older brother who would always hog the Super Nintendo with one-player games, and I could never get on.
Me with my little sister.
So it's one of those things like, how do you now pay for that entertainment? Because I remember as a kid, I'd always want to play, but I never could. And now I'm paying
You'd be very surprised.
Very surprised.
I mean, hell, there'd be sometimes where there'll be a game that I'm interested in, but I don't want to play the last five sequels of it because it'll take 40 hours per. So then I'll hop on YouTube or I'll hop on Twitch and I'll just watch somebody play it just so I know the story. And then it's like, all right, now I can go pick up that game. I know exactly what the hell's going on.
Sure.
But
and just
that,
get right there in the
doesn't
middle.
Doesn't that kind of like ruin the fun? Isn't that like watching?
No, watching games are so long, though.
That's like having someone tell you the spoilers of a movie.
But then there's other people that will play like first-person shooters, like those ones that you just, you know, you basically shoot other people.
I mean,
and that's all they do. Like Overwatch, World of War. That's not really a fucking shooter.
WoW.
WoW is the first person.
I know. Smite.
That's a mode.
But that's all they do.
Right.
No, you repeat the same thing over and over again for a half hour a game, and people watch it, and people get paid for it.
Yeah. MOBAs are like all. Yeah. It's PvP with a lot more strategy.
Yeah.
I saw on YouTube. I think it was a Twitch stream of somebody of some like on BuzzFeed. But it was a guy who set the world record for beating Mario 1.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah.
He beat it in like 4 minutes, like 58 seconds.
4 minutes, 58 seconds,
and
yes.
And the guy before that was like 4:58, like 35.
Yeah, no, they go.
And this guy was like blowing his own load. Three tenths a second for the 60.
Yeah, and you could probably talk to Ken about it, but I'm not a fan of speed.
Right.
Anything, but whatever.
Let's go through, a little bit of beer talk here, because there was a post that, of course, one of our co-hosts, Angela, had put up back on Tuesday that she was trying to give away a bottle of Witch's Hat Night Fury, the regular Trax, the Bourbon Barrel Age Imperial Stout. Just looking for a fantasy football team name that I would have beer as a reference.
I saw that. Did she end up getting a team name?
I guess she ended up picking a winner. I'm not sure she's going to use it. But just to kind of go through, and like I said, that she wanted a team that had a beer-related name. So some of the...
Was it Once You Goza Black and Gold?
No. I do like that one. Some of the entries that we got in here was Multi Marauders.
It's trying
to throw at least some sort of
mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My team is better than M43. Brewdries.
Brewdries.
Some very uncreative people with these names.
Should it be M53? Because the 53 main roster.
Miles Killing Brews.
Miles Killer. Wow.
Extra Pint is good. I don't really.
Extra. It's supposed to be like extra point.
Yeah. Firkin the Gherkin. Don't really like that one.
That sounds like a masturbation.
As much as I don't want to admit that, too, yeah.
It's Jerkin McGurkin, but you're going to go Flurkin.
A new KBS Kaepernick Breakfast Stout.
Do you kneel when you drink that too? Is that a can't craft beer chug? Is it like Zima?
It's like Zima.
What, yeah, you get iced. You have to chug your KBS.
Barry Flanders.
Barry
Flanders is kind of funny.
TDs and beer.
Yeah, titties and beer.
Yeah.
TDs
and beer. Yeah, I know. There's always there's one guy that I know. He always names his team "Show Me Your TDs."
Oh, actually, I heard one on the radio. And it's got Tyler Eifert and Zach Ernst. It's
Ertz.
It Ertz when Eifert.
Yes, I've heard
it's
that.
It's a colorectal cancer joke. If you didn't get it, if it hurts when you fart, please see a
right,
doctor.
Right, yeah, definitely make sure you get that checked out.
Definitely not in your nose and throat, physician.
Big old TDs, Pabst interference.
That's a good one. I like that. That's a good one.
So, did she choose a winner?
She did choose a winner. There's a whole lot of posts in there. Stafford infection. Good lord.
Oh, God.
Hoppy ending.
I don't know how that's beer related, but yeah. It's kind of funny.
Morning Woodhead, which, you know, kind of going off of
Morning Wig.
Outside Ales, Morning Wood. Yeah. So I think that's
Danny Morning Woodhead.
Marty Morning Wood.
Head.
2-pint conversion. There's that one there.
Oh my gosh.
Where the heck is the winner that was in here that she picked? I think it was like further down to the bottom. Fourth and Drunk to Go. That doesn't work. New England IPatriots.
Yeah, you know what? I think that would have done it for me because it's like witty and topical.
Yeah. Yeah, that
I don't
that.
Know.
Bill Belichug.
Bill Belichug.
Do you think he drinks a lot?
Do
you think he's a raging alcoholic?
He looks like he's a functioning alcoholic. Like,
but you know what's weird is he. Have you ever seen his girlfriend?
Not wife, but girlfriend.
Yeah, he doesn't have a wife. He has a girlfriend, and literally like 10 out of 10. Yes, like I've never seen a larger gap of grumpy to hot ratio in my entire life.
Grumpy to hot.
Wow.
Because not even when they're out at events does he smile. And when he does, it might be the most pedophilic smile I've ever seen in my life. Like, I've got Candy, and that's why she's with me, or her name is Candy. But it's literally this old grumpy man and this blonde bombshell on his arm.
Damn.
They go to these gala events and he just stare faces at them. He doesn't wear a hoodie usually. He actually wears a suit, which ironically I didn't know the man owned anything other than a hoodie with cut off sleeves. which is so unfashionable, it still doesn't have anyone. Like, you would
like, what kind of conversation are you having? It's like, oh, so what's going on with the team? It's like, I'm on to the shrimp cocktail. I'm going on to shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, then, I'm just focused on the entree.
Right. I'm just
focused on the entree.
Yeah, I'm just focused on the filet mignon right now.
But,
just want to make
tell
sure
me about dessert. I'm just focused
that
on the entree.
I cut
entree.
This right. But anyway, the winner that she picked, she did end up picking the New England IPA Triots. Was that one? There was another one in here, Indomicon Brew, which was
oh my gosh,
pretty interesting. But we are up on break, so we're going to go ahead and take a break here. We'll be back with the Better on Draft podcast, and we are back with the Better on Draft podcast, episode 99. Still, obviously, here with the crew, somewhat minus Ken for the moment.
He had a little bit of a technical difficulty with his phone.
Yeah, so he...
Ken started cutting himself on Tinder.
Is that what was going on the whole time over here?
Someone basically just swiped right, and he just got the buzz.
He had to go.
He just showed me this sign. He's just like, gotta go, and there's like this little heart that's drone on.
He might be actually on a date right now.
Yeah, so.
A Tinder date?
I could be. I mean, if she says...
I think it's a Grindr date.
If she says
grinder date,
choke
wow.
me before. She's. It, I think what he showed me the profile said choke me before 8, leave me before 9. So Ken wanted to get in on the gun.
Anyways, what do you got for the deal? Let's just get into it.
It is segment 2, and that means
here is Robert with the
news with Robert.
Hopefully, people can hear.
Yeah,
that's pretty quiet. What did you do?
I'm like triggered. I don't care. Just don't talk over my intro.
Yeah, I just talked over your whole intro.
Hey, you know what? At least you get an intro. Shut up, man.
Nick, we've been trying to build you an outro for weeks, but you won't leave.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Anyways.
We'll see Nick in 3 weeks.
I told you I'm back, man. Soccer season's over.
Soccer's over.
U.S.
So
is
Nick
playing Costa Rica right now?
He meant
World Cup qualifier.
I'm talking about Detroit City FC.
Who gives a shit? Well, let's talk about the World Cup real quick.
Apparently Nick does, because that's why he's not here during the summer.
We're not talking about whatever.
Division 4.
How to distract 5,000 idiots in the middle of Detroit.
Hey, 7,500. Get it.
All right.
Anyways. What
do
you got?
I mean, I'm not pro North Korea, but if they were to take out Detroit Keyword Stadium on a Friday, go ahead.
You'd be cheering for North Korea? Is that what you're
saying? We got a fucking communist.
I have a 22-minute head start.
I need to figure out which mic he is so I can
number
shut
7.
Him off. Seven. Yes, I got him.
There you go.
And right. U.S. is losing to Costa Rica. This could knock them to 4.
They always do.
No. Kind of pissed right now.
He's so mean.
Anyway, so... Shorts is going into a little bit of an interesting direction after, you know, its partnership with Lagunitas and their 19.99999 with the overline percent.
No, I don't have a mic.
You do have a mic. And the overline, you know, that's a math thing. You wouldn't understand.
Say it, damn it.
There's too much paperwork if you do overline.
Despite, of course, being the third largest brewer in Michigan, they are going to decrease their distribution due to increasing sales and corresponding low inventory levels. They are possibly looking at decreasing their footprint even further, but effective immediately, they are leaving the state of Pennsylvania.
Really?
And overall, they said they need to increase inventory to a manageable level. I guess that pretty much they don't want, you know, a case or two just to show up in Pennsylvania when they want, you know, hundreds of cases to show up there.
So they're pulling completely out of Pennsylvania.
They're pulling completely out of Pennsylvania.
So Shorts is basically back to just Michigan, or is it anywhere else?
I don't know where else.
Well, Shorts, no, because Shorts is Michigan, Ohio.
Yeah, weren't they like the Michigan only?
They were the Michigan only, Michigan forever, and then they started distribution in Ohio, and then I believe Wisconsin as well.
Now, is it because Pennsylvania doesn't drink enough of Shorts beer and it can go somewhere else, or is it because Pennsylvania drinks too much of Shorts beer and they don't want them?
I'm thinking they overexpanded and can't produce.
Yeah, I think that's basically what it is.
Well, does Pennsylvania not drink their beer then, so they can take the beer out?
No, I think that Pennsylvania drinks the beer. I think the problem is that they just don't have they don't feel like they have enough to go around in Pennsylvania as much as they want and as much as the demand that they're getting. So because, I mean, essentially all of this increasing demand has put all this pressure on the production team to get this beer out, and then of course their distribution partners to be able to get them out on the floor.
Anyway, you have CBYs lining up for Bel Air Brown. is what it sounds like, if they can send a case or two.
But
that's
they also don't
bad.
Pasteurize their beer, right? So it can't even be on the floor.
I think they do now. I think they
it shouldn't
do
even
now.
Be on the floor. It should be in the cooler.
We talked about this. I don't remember if they do now or not. Because that did come up. The whole reason they couldn't ship it far is because they didn't. But I don't know.
Hell,
now.
I mean, it's maybe they pretty much it's on, the it's on the floors here.
But it should be, so, I think
it should be in the cooler.
When we had Dragon Meat on, they said they do the same. They have the same process as Shorts. And if they have a display, they never want the display to be more than 3 weeks because it needs to be in the cooler and out of the store within 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they...
But, again, so let's flip this the other way. So if Pennsylvania drinks too much of Shorts beer that they can't keep it in the Pennsylvania stores, shouldn't they pull it from another state that drinks less Shorts beer?
Should pull it from Michigan. No? No? They grew in Michigan, but don't sell it. Oh, they're kind of sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen.
It's good.
How many of us?
It's a good gimmick.
But I mean, that goes from Michigan only, Michigan that forever to like Michigan, fuck you, Michigan never. And just all of a sudden, it just completely go out.
Or just great gimmick. No, or just now people
shorts,
have to travel.
No, it'd be Shorts, Michigan? Question mark. But how many times do you go to the party store and you see Shorts literally like at the bottom of the cooler, or not even in the cooler? And it's just like, why even carry it? But I mean, we have so many random breweries that get space in the cooler now. I mean, what are they competing with in PA? Like IC Light?
Wow. Maybe Natty Bo. I mean,
it's Baltimore.
True. I'm sure but, I mean, it's close. It probably crosses. But I mean, Pennsylvania's got exactly. Weyerbacher and Yingling.
And Rolling Rock.
I mean, it's a home of Yingling.
Yeah.
So
if you have, okay, so PSA, if you are a party store in Pennsylvania listening for some reason, if you have Yingling and Shorts in the same door, and you have, say, more than one door, sell your store. Because under no circumstances should those two brands be in the same store, in the same door, like cooler door, unless you only have one cooler door. In which case,
I
you might want to
store with the one cooler.
In which case, either A, you have a just a giant walk-in, or B, your business practices are just fucked.
If you own a party store and you're listening to this show and your party store has one cooler door, tweet it to us. Or yeah. go to our Facebook page and send us a picture.
Or show us Yingling.
We would love to see it.
Show us Yingling and Shorts in the same door, and I will send Nick personally to come kick you in the balls.
Nick will be there shortly. Just keep listening.
Hashtag,
that's not a part of his size.
I do have a long weekend, just saying.
Hashtag so one cooler door.
You might bite your ankles, too.
Oh.
I'm not refuting that statement.
Wow.
What just happened?
I have no idea.
A short joke that landed that he accepted.
Right.
Love it.
Goodness.
Dude, you need to hang around me more.
All right, on to the next piece. I just saw this one come up a couple days ago that we have some local action that's going to be happening in what they now call Midtown Detroit, otherwise as usually the rest of us and some of us older folk call it Cass Corridor because it will always be Cass Corridor. And you know, get
wasn't
away from
that
this.
Like literally like the murder capital of
yeah,
the city?
You would go there and die. Yeah.
So you might want to read. It's like they used to call Steelhead Bass is now called Chilean Sea Bass. So just go, and now it's like $45 a fillet. So just take it. Okay,
it's Cass Corridor.
Okay,
and hey, with keeping
it's
that
killer's
name,
corridor,
things should be cheaper. You know, hey, Jack White's still going to call it Cass Corridor. Then
so
the hell am I?
But why is he calling it Third Press Records or whatever it's called?
That was Third Man.
Whatever.
Third
Does
Man.
Hang out down in Mexican Village, still at that hotel.
No, they're gonna plow over.
Oh, the hotel Yorba.
Yeah, Yorba. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Where he chills.
That's all gonna be a parking lot in the next few years.
Such
anyways.
A short track, but I love that one. Oh goodness, but they're gonna get some new developments. That's gonna be well. Apparently, it's already started, and the first phase is gonna be done within the next 9 months. But of course, we already know Founders is going to be right down the street from this because they're opening their tap room. That's going to be, of course, right down the street from the Pizzerina. otherwise known as
Pizza.
Pizza Arena.
The Pizza Arena.
Hockey.
Was I here when you were saying on the pizza? I was probably drunk. Wow. So,
but of course, right down the street over on Selden, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to like Selden Standard. It's like on Selden, like second. Yeah, right over in that area, they're started a $20 million development, which of course is going to bring some housing, some restaurants, and there's going to be a brewery education center or program that's going to be built
brewery
over there as well.
Education center.
I don't know how that would fit in Midtown.
Yeah, I don't
to be
either.
Honest with you.
Like if I'm at Honest John's drinking a 40 of Old Milwaukee, am I going to go?
Yes. prior to Old Milwaukee, they had Black Label.
Oh yeah, even better.
Black Label 40.
If I'm there drinking the 40 of Black Label.
Quick question: is there going to be a location of Brown Iron Brewhouse down in Midtown?
What?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure you probably would still have to go over to 26 Mile and Van Dyke.
So Brown Iron Brewhouse in Washington, Michigan is not going to relocate to Midtown.
That.
So their 64 taps are going
to
remain.
So we still have to take a $50 Uber?
It's like $35 on a bad day.
It's like a $20 Uber.
You'll get there. Okay.
You can drink in the back of the Uber, so you're good.
Wait,
you
can?
Yeah, of course you can.
Not to wait. Life just got better.
I mean,
it's true.
Oh my God.
Are you going to do that right after the show, Dan?
Yeah, might as well.
You may not legally be allowed to, but you're socially allowed to.
Socially
You only get in trouble if the Uber is so bad that he gets pulled over by the cops. And then, in which case, you give him a one-star rating and he gets fired.
Yeah. So, can you lower his mic again?
Drink.
I'm liking these ideas.
Anyways,
don't lower his
A brewing education center? I don't know if that'll work.
So basically, it's going to be a training facility. It's going to be attached to a barcade, which I believe, from the way it sounds, is that the barcade will be the first floor. The training facility is going to be on the top floor. Mm. They're basically aiming this towards women and minorities, and it's going to be in collaboration with Eastern Michigan University. All the beers that are brewed there are basically going to go the route of I forgot what city in Germany had this, but when they were setting up the pipeline that was going directly from the brewery.
That's in Belgium.
Okay.
Okay.
Basically, they're going to run a pipeline that is going to go from the training facility to one of the neighboring restaurants. And obviously the restaurant
now,
is going to share.
If they did that to an apartment building, I would live in that apartment building.
Yeah, like Nick's frat house. If they did
No.
Sorry. I'll just go drink Natural Light. My bad.
No, they don't deserve having a beer pipeline in their house.
No, what you do is you pour the beer in the carpet and then you drink it in the floor below you because it soaks through the wood.
Sounds accurate.
All right, hold on. Wait.
Accurate.
All right, back to the frat house. Funny story, real quick. Our buddy Brown fell down on a toilet when he was obliterated.
Oh, you know
what the
say.
Hell was this? Train spotting?
Hold on. He fell onto a toilet. It was like a stand almost. He knocked the toilet off the base, and then it flooded the bathroom, and the water went down to the second floor.
That's funny as hell, actually.
And he wasn't sober. Are you sure he wasn't sober?
Oh, no. When you're doing 64-ounce kamikaze mixed drinks, you're going to get blitzed.
I don't think I've ever had a bad time on a toilet while sober.
Goodness.
That's kind of where I was
going. No, he was. No. He was taking a piss and he fell.
So he was so drunk he couldn't aim anymore, so he
No,
sat.
He could. He fucking fell on the toilet. He's texting me right now. You can ask him yourself.
I've seen that giant man.
Goodness.
He's basically a less green Shrek, people out there in the world.
Wow.
Oh, smaller ear slightly.
I hope he kicks your
ass. There's not enough like breweries in Midtown to make something like that work, I feel.
But
with the breweries that are coming in, I mean, the breweries are going to need help. They're going to need people. I mean, why not have
founders,
a training facility that's going to be right there?
Schoolcraft get involved with this? Why is? I mean, the least credible. I would think Eastern Michigan is like Hams University.
Oh, yeah. Wow,
Hams University.
But that's the thing. But that's the thing is that every school wants a brewing program now.
Yeah, but
so
I guess if you tell me you can go to Eastern and get this degree, I'm immediately going to think that's not a real degree.
You learn how to make Hams clones.
So, I mean, if you look at Midtown now, you have Motor City Brewing Works, you have Traffic Jam and Snug, which I... Hopcat's not a...
Hopcat's,
it doesn't matter.
Hopcat
has all the beer that you want at Hopcat.
Yeah, I'd rather go to Hopcat than Jolly Pumpkin. I'll just put it that way.
And the thing is, like, when you...
I'd rather go to neither.
And I mean, Punchbowl Social Is
oh, I
no,
never knew.
No.
That's in a different area, though. We're talking about Midtown.
That's in the downtown area proper, and they overprice everything.
Yes.
I had some Vladimir Putin there for only like $8.
I'd rather go to Calexico or whatever that is.
Calexico?
That place is the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet, but
that's pretty good.
Well, maybe I'll check it out.
Gotta get their tacos.
I get over to my Verner Highway when I get my Mexican food.
Verner Highway?
Not to Woodward
not,
and...
Not Verner.
Not, Wood, not Woodward no, no, no. and whatever that other
no,
is.
No, straight up Verner Highway.
Yeah. Exit 45C.
I've always been told never to drive Verner on a Sunday.
Clark Avenue? Get off at Clark Avenue? Yeah, Verner and Clark,
is that a Christian thing?
No. That is just because Dina used to live over there. Dina used to live on Clark.
Oh, did she?
And yeah, so she
did. She like live across the street from like Clark Park, literally.
Basically, yeah. She was a Southwest Detroit girl.
That's cool.
And so that pretty much she would always be on Verner Highway, and it was one of the things she always told me. So they'd never drive Verner on a Sunday.
Out of all the places in Detroit, I really hope that place gets turned around. I really do.
Well, it's gonna.
We're talking about Delray right now.
Yeah, we're talking about Delray.
It's gonna get steamrolled.
I wish Delray would get turned around.
I had to go to Delray for work for 6 straight months.
That's really when that storm rolled through. Like
yeah,
years
so
ago?
Yeah, yeah. So,
oh, there was a music video, yeah. Because they interviewed someone in Delray.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine Nick in an oversized cowboy hat and oversized cowboy boots? He would fit in perfectly.
What, in Delray?
Delray,
Mexico, Mexican town.
Oh,
Mexico. Oh,
rhinestone cowboy shirts.
Wow.
What?
Exactly.
Can we kick him out of here?
All right.
I
mute.
Want to see that.
No.
I want to see
hey, we are talking about Delray. You're still on Mexican Town.
Moving on. For
yeah,
God's
we'll
sakes.
Talk about Delray later.
Right. Straight off of Brewhound, I think it was that I saw this one just as I was walking in today. That there's some good news coming out of Georgia today. I mean, I felt like saying
Georgia?
Good news like Futurama.
Georgia.
Good news. Georgia effective today after a battle over the last 10 plus years. Breweries in Georgia are officially allowed to sell beer directly to consumers from their tap rooms, which I didn't even know that was really a thing that you couldn't do that. But apparently in Georgia, you couldn't until today.
Doesn't Texas have the same thing? Where you can't go to a brewery and buy beer?
That's what I was trying to look up the alcohol laws, because the article had pointed out that Georgia being one of the last few states that still had this law.
Question.
But I couldn't find what other states were in there.
If you go to a restaurant in Georgia, are you allowed to eat their food?
It makes no sense.
So why would
welcome
you not?
To the South. That's all that is.
Like maybe it was still
stupid
burning.
Laws.
Maybe,
that's Mississippi.
Maybe there was still salt on the ground.
I don't know. But basically, Senate Bill 85 is allowing breweries to sell up to 3,000 barrels annually to consumers directly for on-premise consumption.
That's still not a lot of beer.
It's still not a lot. I know. And this is one of my other favorite parts about this is that consumers will be allowed to purchase up to one case of beer per week for off-premise consumption. One case.
Is someone checking the stamp or punching a punch card
right.
down
like,
there.
You're getting a hand stamp.
All right, magistrate.
I mean, a hand stamp could last at least 4 days. So at least in that point.
Oh, I had another idea, but I can't say it on the radio. Let's just say Denzel's looking at me with a tear in his eye.
Oh, gee.
What the hell?
What the hell?
But yeah, I know 3,000 barrels is not a lot. I mean, that. Hell, and
it's
10 really,
barrels a week, basically.
Yeah, I mean the one case per week. I mean for this Labor Day weekend, that case isn't even making it through tonight.
But let's even think about this. Like Stillwater Brewery is one of the top 50 breweries in the country. So Stillwater mm-hmm. Brewery that sells thousands and thousands of cases across the country can't sell it to their current customers.
Nope.
Yeah. They can.
Could you imagine if Michigan did
If Michigan had backwards.
Like the beer mules that go to Old Nation or Oddside or these, but said one beer per law.
Yeah.
There would be tiki torch marches on Lansing.
Is that what it would be?
Tiki I don't even know where to go with that at all.
Well, I expect that down in Atlanta or in fucking Georgia, typical. It makes
well,
no, it's so bad.
Georgia's also known as the. What is the Georgia-Florida game? It's called the world's largest cocktail party. But you can't drink a damn beer in that state.
At the brewery. Yeah, the brewery. You can't go to the brewery and
you
get
can't
a beer.
Go to the brewery. You have to go like you have to go to a restaurant where the beer has been distributed.
It sounds like
and
you can't even go buy the beer at the brewery.
Right.
So, like, WTF there, boss.
Hey, you got to get your ass to the store where obviously the brewery had to pay the distributor to get it there.
Do you know if I don't know if it's in the article. Are the beer stores in Georgia state-run, or are they privately owned?
It doesn't say in the article. I would imagine they were privately owned.
Because, I mean, in Ohio, a lot of the beer stores are state-run stores. So mm-hmm. maybe the state's trying to collect more taxes by saying, no, you have to go to the state to buy beer to make more of that sin tax. Because all those good old Southern boys, everything fun is a sin, and you yeah. got to pay for it.
Good old USA.
Just a good old boy.
Good old, yeah.
Okay. No meaning, no harm.
Okay, Hazard.
Hey, one, can I knock your mic? You yelled at me for singing Wild Wild West, and now you're singing yeah. It's Hazard. Yeah. Hey. There's clearly a double standard
shout
on the
out
show.
To Waylon Jennings. Shut up. All right. All right. A couple opinion things that I kind of came across. This one was kind of funny. There was an article from VinePair that had an opinion piece that was bringing out a bit of an etiquette question. So I kind of put this to you guys. If you take beer to a party and no one drinks it, can you take it home?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. What?
I had a rule with this. I had a rule, especially in my early 20s, late teens, early 20s. If you came to my house and brought beer, I would not touch your beer for 24 hours. However, if you brought beer and left your beer at my house after 24 hours, that beer was mine.
It's a fair rule. It's a very fair rule.
So if I throw a party and it's BYOB because I'm under 21, I mean early 21s.
Allegedly.
And I can't afford a lot of beer, but if you bring beer to my party and you just leave it there, not only am I allowed to, but I feel obliged at that point to drink your beer. I feel like I do a disservice to mankind if I go out and buy more beer and take from the rest of the world's supply before I drink your beer if you leave beer at my house.
Jeez, way to go like Desmond Tutu of beer on us right there. What the hell?
I feel like on my soapbox, I must drink your beer. Because when you come to my house and say, hey, I thought I left some beer here. Where's my beer? I should then tell you to your face I drank it. It was delicious. And explain to you the rules of leaving beer at someone else's house.
Yeah, if it's been over 24 hours.
So thus, you can then explain to your prodigy down the road the leave beer at my house rule.
Never. I take back the Desmond Tutu. You just pretty much went like Bill Pullman on Independence Day right there.
Yeah, I feel like I think I went Beer Al Sharpton.
Beer Sharpton?
The fat one or the thin one?
Clearly the fat one. But no, Jerry Curl. Fat one with...
But with Jerry Curl, okay.
Or do I just go fat Jesse Jackson?
Yeah, true. Now, the writer...
No kids on the side, though.
Right. Now, the writer in this article says that it is poor manners to take it home and that it should be considered a gift to the host regardless of how much the guest loves or hates it. If the host wants to serve it or keep it for themselves, that's their right. Never mind the whole 24 hours things on your rule. It's just basically if you bring that beer to the party, that beer at that point belongs to the host.
So I have another tangent to go on. I think that's true for like wine and like housewarming gifts,
liquor.
I think if you, wine or liquor, yes.
If you having like a housewarming party and you got like a nice bar in the basement and the host says, "Hey, bring a fifth. I don't care what you bring. Bring a fifth. You
here bring comes it for the 5 o'clock all day." Yeah.
I don't care.
I asked
it's
the
a
candle
fifth.
For sure.
I don't care. It's a fucking fifth.
It's $8. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, people are going to mix it anyway.
Yeah.
You bring it to the party so people can use it. And if you don't use it, then it just gets held on to the next party. That's what that is for.
I agree. And I think wine and liquor are those nice gifts that you offer to someone when they buy a house.
Yes.
Or for special case, beer, it comes, ironically, individually wrapped in 12 ounces. So you can have a beer, and you can have a beer, and you can have a beer. I do want to
suddenly. I'm suddenly thinking of that Heineken commercial where the dude wraps a six pack and then he just rips out one bottle and just puts the bow right on the hole where he had it. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, the Holiday 11 pack.
I'd like to share a story if I may.
Go for it.
So there's a a wine. It's a white wine called Echo Domini. Okay.
Okay.
And you can buy it for like $11 at your CVS, your Rite Aid, whatever.
Yep.
So I went to a coworker's house. I actually stayed there on a business trip, probably five or this would have been like an 11, so 6 years ago. And before I stayed there, I stopped at the local CVS, got a bottle of wine as a thank you for letting me stay here gift, and gave it to his wife. You know, hey, thanks for letting me stay here on my business trip. Here's a bottle of wine. And she looked at it and she said, you bought this because it looked cool, didn't you? And I said, yeah. She's like, well, it's shit wine. I did the same thing. In which case, I thought, well, fuck you. I want to drink all this wine now to prove you wrong and just say, fuck you, I'm drinking my wine. But I said, oh, okay. And just said, hey, you know, this is my offering to you as a peace gesture. Now, if I walked up with 24 bottles of wine, I would expect to get drunk and have a good time on that wine. However, I brought one. But if I bring you 24 beers or 12 beers, I expect to have a few of those. And you know what? If I bring you 24 bottles of wine, I should be the superstar of your party. I should be able to do whatever I want.
Superstar.
And if I have pants, that should be completely optional at that point.
Right. Well, well, well. Look who just walked back
in. Can you get new phones?
Do you have a working
pants?
Phone?
Yeah. Pants.
What did I walk into? Were you into not listening? Why are you so
this show's been bad. This has been bad.
That's not true.
This is the news portion. This is supposed to be the good portion.
Right. I'm like Whitney right now. I'm underwater.
All right.
That's been keeping the show going great. I'm not going to lie.
One more little opinion piece. I've been actually meaning to bring this one out a couple weeks ago because not too long ago, there was a beer from a collab from Evil Twin Westbrook, the Imperial Mexican Biscotti Cake Break that came out.
I got a bottle of that at home. I was hoping I would catch Dan here so that we can try it, and he's not. And I didn't bring it.
Oh, there's so much at Holiday right now, too.
I did find another bottle of No Rules.
Should have told me. I was just on the road
today.
Not that I want to mess with Royal Oak right now.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah,
No.
But on this side of town.
But anyway, the week that it came out, there was a post that came from a local store. And they basically posted, hey, we've got this beer. And the post said that
what's
it
called
was.
Called again?
Oh, what?
The beer called?
Is the Imperial Mexican Biscotti Cake Break.
Does it have his documents?
Oh, my.
Wow.
Wow. Right,
done.
Yeah. Joe Arpaio is very proud of you right now.
I was holding on.
Oh, you got turned off by Rob.
Yeah.
It's not the first
that
time.
That was pretty much like Cliffhanger, just sitting there holding on to that dude's wife. And then you know what? I just had to let the fuck go. All right. So basically they posted that they had this beer, said that it was limited, and then they put in caps, no holds, please. So in the message or in the comments, two people commented on it asking if they could hold a bottle. And in both cases, there was a reply from the store saying yes. Now, a friend of mine, of course, was pretty pissed because she doesn't live too far from the store and was hoping she would just head there, grab a bottle, and then go home. She pretty much just kind of went a bit passive aggressive and put up a post just basically saying, you know, so much for no holds. Thought, you know, I was going to try to get here after work.
They put a picture of donkey lips on it.
What a reference!
No,
salute your shorts, donkey lips?
Yeah, like, wait.
No, thunder lips, I'm sorry.
Wait, I know. You think both were like,
different lips, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Can you hand me a blue cup while you're
right.
being cut
thunder
off?
Lips.
Anyway.
I was excited about that for a second. It was very obscure.
Campanawana.
We hold you in our hearts as we think about you. I hope we never part.
Goodness.
Oh, my God.
All right. So she put the post up there, and then they sent her a private message just basically saying, let us know what you're interested in, and we'll put it on hold for you. She was kind of thinking, you know, that kind of goes against the whole semantics of the whole damn thing. As you said, you're going to do no holds. Why would I then ask you to hold something that you're not supposed to be holding in the first place? And she would have said pretty much it's like, I'm not going to this store again, because she kind of feels like, you know, being someone who's local in the area and trying to be a customer of the area, that she's getting kind of railroaded from people who are just being able to hold a beer when they specifically said it was no holds.
Did she point out that they said no holds?
She did.
And what did they respond with?
That was what they responded with, was them sending her a message saying, let us know and we'll hold something for you.
Did she then send them the Webster's Dictionary of what the word hold means?
She could have.
I mean, Nick knows what the Oxford Dictionary says, so maybe Nick could help those people. Well,
right. So, I mean, it just kind of goes on about that whole holding beer. And
I think it shows bad taste on – I think it's bad on the store, but it's worse on those who think that you could put hold one for me on Facebook and then you could walk in, because I guarantee you, had they sold out, those are the same assholes who said, well, on Facebook, I told you to hold one for me and I expected to have one. No, that's not how this works. We wrote in all caps, don't hold. And no, don't. Just stop. Don't be an asshole. Just don't. Just stop it. Okay? And I think it's because you have those people who would show up and just be assholes. So to placate those assholes, those millennials who stay woke, they do that.
There's
so,
no evidence that these were millennials.
I would bet you 100-to-1 odds that more than 50% of the people that said hold would be qualified as millennials.
I guarantee it.
And to placate – because tell you what, Jim who served in Nam, A, isn't on Facebook. He's not going to say hold.
Jim who served in Nam. What is he, like 70?
Probably. Not a millennial. He's not in the craft scene. And you know what? Again, the people who say hold on Facebook are the people who write Eric Cartman-style Yelp reviews. Okay, who think everybody cares what they have to say?
And what are those like?
Isn't there a show? No, never mind. I'm not even gonna get into that.
So those are the people. So it's better to just hold, like they said, than to fight with somebody on social media about how this one time at band camp they asked for something and they didn't get it, and now they have to just defend themselves on social media from some post going viral because some comedian has good social media savvy sense and he can share it on 10 different social media sites, and you know, now he's the fucking coolest guy in school.
The coolest guy in school. Right. Nice. All right.
And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a break. I have no idea where the hell Matt is going with the Better on Draft podcast.
As always with segment 3, we have 5 questions with Matt Bush.
Beats. I was excited. I thought I had pump music.
Still. You do not yet. Hopefully in 2 weeks.
I thought this was my thing. So, all right. Well, I wanted to start off 5 questions today with a splash. So I got an article from the Houston Chronicle.
Splash.
No.
Okay. No. We caught you.
No.
We caught you. Two tsunami.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, my joke's coming away, so you can wait.
Guess when these jokes rain, they pour. I broke Matt.
That was my next joke.
Can we just go back to the dad joke?
And there goes our listener.
We had the dad joke.
Well, it's not like oh, jeez, that was the bad beer. I whiffed it. I'm like, ooh, that's not what I want to drink.
All right, go on, Matt. Geography. A brewery in this top beer state is now beginning to infuse their beer with hemp honey. What state?
Colorado or
is now
Washington?
Making hemp honey
obviously
beer?
Kentucky or Mississippi.
I don't think they're top beer states.
Oregon, beer Colorado. Because Oregon is a recreational.
Isn't Washington?
Could be Washington.
It's either going to be Washington, Oregon, or Colorado.
Could be Colorado. Could be Nevada.
I mean, Colorado's really got fuck it all laws, so I would say Colorado. I don't know how.
I might say Oregon because Oregon's the same.
Yeah, but I think it might. Colorado would be the obvious answer, but
that's kind of what I was thinking too. Is like
Washington and Oregon, those Pacific Northwest states are.
Yeah, my feeling was Oregon.
Oh, thanks, Ken. Thanks for the present. Why is it so hot? What the hell is going on?
Because the battery is still like running on full speed, and it needs to die. Let's go with the not obvious then and go cut Oregon.
All right, I'm going to tell you to reconsider your answer and say this state recently had an election rigged against it.
Election rigged against it?
Rigged against it.
The answer is Vermont.
Oh. Oh, is this a Bernie Sanders reference? Yeah, is that what you said?
Yeah. I saw what he did there.
It's Upland Brewing Company out of. They're doing hemp honey.
We're on the wrong beer, side of the country.
So, all right. Wow. So, question number two. This new to Michigan brewery touts such brands as Fist City, Cross of Gold, and Bottom Up Wit.
What's that new one that just got over here that everyone went kind of crazy over for?
New to Michigan. Like, they're not from Michigan.
Maui just came over here. Revolutionary.
Revolutionary.
No, just Revolution.
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 Yeah, but all their beers are like IPA names. What was the names again?
Fist City, Cross of Gold, Fist and City. Bottom Up
Fist.
Wit. Bottom Up Wit.
Fist.
I have no
is it
idea.
Like a Chuck Taylor and Johnny Gargano reference.
Chuck Taylor, the Kentucky Gentleman.
And we're supposed to name the brewery?
Wasn't yeah, a new to yeah, Michigan like, brewery.
I think.
Is it a brewery that is new in Michigan?
Correct.
Okay, Jamex.
No. Okay, it was it's Revolution Brewery Company. New to
thanks,
Michigan.
Rob. Yeah, thanks, Rob.
All right, 0-2. 0-2.
I got that right.
So I gave you a red cup of beer.
Oh, it's, shit.
It's delicious.
I haven't done one of these in forever.
That's my line. Hold on a sec.
Well, just tell me if you agree with me.
Does it taste like a City Club?
No.
It actually like, does taste
it probably
like City
Club. Yes. Like
yes.
2000.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is delicious to that.
Budweiser?
It is very light.
Yeah, it is.
Very watery.
Wow.
Do you like it, Ken?
No. Not at all.
Why not? What, is it too hoppy for you?
No,
it's triple
it's,
hops.
It, is it triple the hops? I heard they added more hops
recently. Yes.
Was it Miller Lite then? If that's the,
I think no. You know now that, that we actually no. have some of the
Coors Light.
We have some of the toffee here from Mel's. I think maybe
yeah, let's put the toffee in here.
I wish I had some KBS to pour into this.
Well, you have some before noon.
I do have some.
How'd you guys do in five questions last week?
Mediocre to best.
I want to say we had the answer to the beer, but someone changed it.
Yeah, or, I think that's probably the case.
And, like someone else was like, "No, you're not right." That story of the fucking show.
And honestly,
no, you're wrong. Oh, and that's what it was.
Honestly, I didn't think Triple X was that bad.
Yeah, it was
oh,
triple
we
X.
Said no. You're right. We didn't say Triple X.
Someone
that
did.
Didn't even come
someone
on
did, but
someone it, said Triple X. Someone said Molson.
Well, I gave you the whole. It's a terrible Vin Diesel movie, and you guys.
No,
like,
you didn't give us the Vin Diesel part.
Oh,
Chronicles of Riddick.
You just said it was a bad,
terrible action film.
Yeah, you just said it was a terrible action film. If you had said Vin Diesel, then yeah.
Wait, hold on. Triple X is not a terrible action film.
Is. Yeah, it is.
The second one? Yeah.
The second one? That's the with
that's
Ice Cube.
No, the third one.
The third one is with Vin Diesel.
No,
yeah.
No, Vin Diesel is. Anything that Vin Diesel in is terrible except. Yeah, no. Actually, there is no.
Fast and Furious 8 was pretty good.
Actually, the one
I
thing
will
that,
say that.
The one thing is Find Me Guilty was good with
some
with
movie?
Vin Diesel. He
was good in
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
And Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
All he says is, I am Groot.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, you do.
I could do that part.
You do know, he gets the words that Groot is saying, and he
remember,
has to.
Yeah, I get it. It's 27 words. He does it in different 9 different languages. I heard him do an interview. Says, well, if I only have to say 27 words, I can figure out how to say them in those 9 different languages.
Yeah.
So, okay. Stop. Okay. So again,
he was decent in Boiler Room. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you guys have a beer in front of you.
He was good in Boiler Room. There you go. That was the movie I was saying. I was like that one Glengarry Glen Ross type movie.
Nick, what's this beer? That you're
ABC.
This one?
Yeah. What's it? Does it taste good?
No, it doesn't.
Does it smell good?
No, it doesn't.
Tastes amazing.
If you
is this M43?
Obviously. Oh, that's a good.
Can I get that as a free question?
Is this Boss Tweed?
Dude, this is like M42.
Hashtag. M42. I'm gonna throw a hashtag out there.
M21 and a half. Right.
If we can get this trending, if someone does this hashtag, I will send them a KBS. Hashtag still better than Scurvy Dan.
I just heard the 21 gun salute shots fire. Just like,
all right. So, do you want to anybody want to give a tasting note?
There is no tasty notes. It tastes like light lager.
Tasty note.
I think it tastes. More
we need a sommelier or
Somalian.
Sommelier.
No, he's a Somali.
Like a pirate?
He's a pirate something.
Cicerone?
A Cicerone, yes. Get tasty notes. It tastes like no. That's what it tastes like.
All right.
It tastes like no.
How about a question? You have two.
We have two questions. Yeah, we haven't even discussed. I have nothing. I think it's given me a headache, actually.
Instant headache?
Yeah, instant headache. That's my tasty notes right now. Instant headache.
This beer displeases me.
Have we ever had a beer that didn't displease you for naming that beer?
No.
What about the Hoegaarden?
I mean, pretty much.
Or the Boston Lager?
I mean, it was okay.
When you kept telling me it was Fat Tire?
Yeah.
It's like it's obviously Boston Lager.
I'll tell you what.
I think I was still pissed about Fluffer. And
the Fluffer was bad. You had to have like skunked that.
I literally
purpose.
Got it from the tap that day.
Oh, that's so bad. We'll talk to Piper Brock in 2 weeks.
I will read you a quote that was once on one of the packages.
All right.
A little nip from the glass lined tanks of blank. We tender this package as a premium beer for your delight and economical use. It comes from the mountain springs to you.
The mountain springs.
So obviously, it's probably not a Miller product.
That's like Keystone.
It's not a Miller product, actually. I gladly tell you that.
Yeah, it's not a Miller. It's not. I mean, Coors obviously is Colorado. What's Coors Cheap Brands?
I have no idea.
I don't even know what Coors Cheap Brands are.
I don't either.
Budweiser's in St. Louis. There's no mountains in St. Louis. Dan, you're more geography knowledgeable than I am.
Oh, not in St. Louis. There are mountains in
Missouri.
God damn, I have no clue.
How about a question? Can we just throw a question out there? I mean, obviously it's an American brewed beer.
Obviously, because I mean I don't understand why anybody would.
Oh, what? Shit. All right, I'm learning that this beer had an offshoot, which is an even better.
So Coors has got Keystone, so it's got to be in the Keystone family. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Keystone Light?
Because it mentions economics, so it's obviously a cheap brand. It's not going to be their mainstay or anything like that.
Who makes Keystone, though? I have no...
Coors does.
Oh, it is.
I just want the audience to know that I'm stroking my chin in glee right now as you keep going down that path.
You don't... I don't understand...
You shall. You are geography blind at this point.
I mean, geography blind.
Wait.
Geographically
hold
blind.
On. Because he'd already given us that it's in the U.S. Should we decide to go whether it is east or west of Mississippi?
Well, we know it's not Miller.
We have
Miller.
Mountains on both sides.
We know it's not Miller.
Right. But we have mountains on both sides of the Mississippi.
You know, you got a smart person over here.
If we ask. Whether it is on the east, if this brewery is on the east or the west of the Mississippi, then we can eliminate half
of
this.
All right, let's go. Is it on the east of the Mississippi?
It is on the east of the Mississippi.
Oh.
So if it's on the east of the Mississippi, then the mountain ranges that we have, we're going to have Smokies, Appalachian. Which,
see, Rob getting smart. Like, Rob's taking charge. I like this.
Like,
I
mean, the show
we put
smart.
You, we put you behind the board for a couple episodes, for one half of one segment, and Rob takes charge.
So
that eliminates a lot of beer,
that eliminates
actually.
A lot, but of course
it acts.
There's Smokies. There's Smokies, there's Appalachian, there's
Rockies.
Rockies, I know. I don't know. There's the Catskills as well. So
Adirondacks?
They're already Adirondacks. So, I mean, we are kind of messing around with...
There's the Everglades.
I'm thinking...
That's where you ride around in a fan boat dodging shady people.
I mean, I'm kind of...
Gators.
And gators.
In a way, I'm kind of sitting in Pennsylvania. So if I'm sitting in Pennsylvania and I'm drinking this shit, the first thing I think of in Pennsylvania with beer this bad is Rolling Rock.
Is this what roll? I can't remember ever drinking.
I don't think I've ever.
I can't think of drinking a Rolling Rock.
Where's our buddy Jason? He'd know.
You know what's so funny? So
we've had Rolling Rock as a beer before. Are we going back
we?
To another drink?
Yeah, we
I
have.
I want to say week one
yeah,
of this.
No,
damn
I don't know about week
show.
One of the.
Or the damn.
What's so funny is that my aunt loves this show and is a habitual Rolling Rock drinker.
Aunt Sally, is this Rolling Rock?
Janie is her name.
Aunt Janie, is this Rolling
Janie,
Rock?
Is it Rolling Rock?
Rolling Rock.
I don't know. She's gonna, you know, she's gonna buy me a six pack just so I can practice.
So do we go to
time.
What? Is the bottle green? Do we go to that?
I mean, that's a very specific question.
I don't have another.
I've got. I mean, if it's east, because it comes in cans.
Is the can for Rolling Rock green?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Is the bottle or can green?
It is.
Oh, we got it. You brought a rolling. Repeat.
Repeat.
Is it Rolling Rock?
It's a repeat.
Good job, Rob. Great.
Which is the first. This is the first beer that we ever had. On
yeah, it was week beer one.
Canton Brew Works.
Yeah,
and she nailed it from the point Christina did.
It's funny when Matt pulled it out of his pocket that it looked like a Sprite can.
This does not taste like Sprite.
What the hell is this doing in a Sprite can? Hey!
I was like, for a
I
mean, the one moment I took that one sip and I was thinking about it and I thought about the mountains.
It did seem familiar.
The first thing, it was like, I started just as we were talking about one of the beers.
And you guys had Rolling Rock before.
Yeah,
I know you have.
Yes. Yeah, because really the really, other than being on here, the only other time I actually had Rolling Rock was at a free show at St. Andrews.
Free show.
And free beer.
For the,
oh, my God.
For the then, 89X couldn't call themselves the only new rock alternative, because then at that point there was the Edge. There was 105.9.
I remember the Edge.
I remember
yeah,
the Edge.
Yeah, the Edge. And they had a Edge party at St. Andrews. And I was like, all right, let me try Rolling Rock. And I said, let me throw this in the garbage.
All right, so question number four. I will give you I will bet you've never heard the following statement in your life. I will give you 100-to-1 odds right now that you have never heard the statement in your life.
Good Lord.
If you want to put $1 on this, raise your hand.
We're clear.
That's all you.
The statement is, disastrous news coming out of the clown industry.
What?
Out of the clown industry?
Yes. So, if you didn't know, the World Clown Association is a thing.
The WCA.
They did file a complaint. They have a president, apparently. Pam Moody told The Hollywood Reporter that so-called clowns are losing out on business due to the new movie called It.
Of course, it would make sense.
So she says, good clowns are out of work due to terrifying new Stephen King adaptation. So question number four, get to know your hosts. What is your biggest oh hell no fear, Robert?
Well, first of all, Pennywise isn't a clown. He's an alien.
Is that like Killer Clowns from Outer Space? Is that
yeah? But those are killer clowns. Pennywise isn't a clown.
Down
he's
here,
just an
George
alien.
He's a demon, not an alien.
Is he a demon? I thought he was an alien.
No, he's a demon.
All right. Anyway,
we're going so deep into this movie right now.
We're just gonna throw this out there. What is your biggest phobia or favorite scary movie?
Biggest phobia. I feel like going favorite scary movie.
Rob's got some deep.
What's your favorite scary movie?
You want to play a game?
Oh my God. This kid in Dallas, while you're thinking of your answer and I'm helping you stall, there is this kid in Dallas. I was there. It was on the smoker's patio. So the parents were smoking. The kids were, hanging out right around. And you see this empty stroller and literally this Chucky doll laying on the ground and nobody paying attention to it. And I'm like, that is the scariest thing in the world, just to walk by and look at, because you're waiting for it to sit up.
So why were you with kids? Like,
Ken was smoking a joint on the patio in Texas.
Oh, there's.
Can we go back to the beginning? You're hanging out with kids.
Well, I wasn't
patio.
First of all, the hotel. Smoking. I wasn't smoking. Second of all, the parents were smoking. Well, no, like the walkway walks by like the smoker's patio. So you walk by all the smokers.
Oh, actually, okay. I have a better story. So I'm in North Rosedale Park on Thursday. I'm in a dentist's office at Grand River and east of Livernois. Dentist's office.
That's not my neighborhood.
18,000th block of Grand River.
Yeah, but you said Livernois.
I can't think of the street right there. I'm thinking of Losser, like east of Losser. So
that's not North Rosedale Park. That's damn near Brightmoor.
Grand Rosemont. I don't know.
Arguing about neighborhoods. Nobody
now
knows.
Now he says Rosemont. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're like two blocks from my house.
Yeah. So I'm north-ish side of Redford, and I'm walking into a dentist office, and there's a little girl. She's in the back of her mom's Pontiac Grand Am from 1999. And she just opens up and says, do you want to come in? and she's three, and I'm walking towards the thing, towards the office, and I'm in my business clothes, and I said, the way to get me in trouble, and I just keep walking.
Cool story. So, Rob.
Biggest phobia.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with favorite scary movie.
No, can tell us your biggest phobia.
It's not really the fall. It's the landing.
Okay, so Rob's afraid of heights.
But favorite scary movie, although some would not consider it a scary movie, would be the Korean film The Host. If that is not considered a scary movie, then I would go with the original Ju-on, otherwise known in the U.S. as The Grudge.
Oh, yeah.
Ken, do you have a favorite scary movie?
Favorite scary movie? I actually really like the original Paranormal Activity. I think the
fake make-your-own scary film, right?
Yeah, yeah. The low-budget, I think it was innovative. I think nobody had done it up until then. Obviously, it's been used and abused because it was the right way to do found footage film. And not shaky cam, because everyone knows shaky cam's just amateur.
Dan?
The Blair Witch movie.
Well, my phobias these days have to do with my kids, so I'm not going to go into that. But something that scared me, especially as a kid, the original Red Dawn, I assumed that was like actually going to happen.
Wolverine!
Not that part, but the invasion part.
The invasion,
like, I actually used to think that was really going to happen.
Nick?
Kind of scared the shit out of me.
Probably phobia.
Probably tall people?
Hello,
roller coasters you can't get onto?
I can get on any roller coaster, thank you very much. Jerk.
Willy Wonka?
Did you know there are roller coasters that I can't get on because I'm too tall?
Well, yeah.
Too tall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had the same thought as Dan.
What were you thinking, Dan?
Anyway.
I thought not enough hair.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, phobia. Probably nuclear war.
All right. So
scary movie. I don't know if it would be a favorite, but the series that's really freaked me out the most, Sinister.
Sinister's a great series.
So, dude, I saw Sinister 1. Ken and I, we saw Sinister 2.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Was it a date?
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
Not
between you and I.
Did I do like one of those reach arm around?
No. We went to go see Sinister 2, and then after we left,
we made out in the theaters.
Yeah,
nobody
totally
saw.
I got so shooken up from the fucking movie, I went to fucking Dooley's over on Gratiot for a beer. By myself.
Of all fucking places.
I noted that it is completely fictional, but there's definitely one thing that scared the ever-living shit out of me.
Snakes being on a plane?
That too.
Titanic?
Playing Silent Hill 2. That game, I played that game like 3 days straight, and then I would go to work, and somebody would just accidentally kick a garbage can and it would make me jump.
Until Dawn kind of made me jump quite a few times.
I still have to play that.
I never get scared about like movies and stuff like that. That stuff doesn't scare me. I'm easily like frightened, like I'm jumpy, but like even like thriller, paranormal, like the one thing I just don't like because it doesn't amuse me is what I always refer to as gore porn. Which is Hostel,
Jason.
Saw,
Jason.
Texas Chainsaw Man.
Texas Chainsaw.
So I have a funny story. So my biggest phobia as we go is snakes. Literally, I will...
On a plane?
No, just snakes in general.
What about on a train?
Is that
the sequel?
Cobra Starship?
There is a Snakes on a Train movie.
Oh my God.
So as long as there's no Snakenado, I'm okay.
Snakenado?
So I was a big Cowboys fan in the mid to late 90s.
My condolences.
And I remember crying when the Cowboys lost to the Panthers in the NFC Championship game. And would that have been 96?
That was 93.
No, it would have been like 95, 96. Because they weren't even on the team yet at that point. So I remember Kevin Green returning a touchdown for an interception for a touchdown or a fumble.
Hulk Hogan in the NFL.
Exactly. And
you got to show
Snakes
Matt that photo.
Continue your story first.
Later that night, my stepbrother, who is 9 years older than me, made me watch Michael Myers for the first time. So I fell asleep to Halloween, the original, and I had a dream that Kevin Green was chasing me with a Michael Myers knife across a football field.
That wavy blonde hair just going.
So 20 years later, I still have the same lucid memory.
All right, here we go. This is what I show. I didn't want to show Rob yet because he's sitting next to Matt.
Snakenado.
Snakenado.
It's fake.
I'll watch that.
All right, so
it's fake. It's taken from the Sharknado.
So we're going to do this. We've got our Better on Draft football preview in the last 7 minutes of this episode. So I want you guys to name the NCAA championship teams in it and a Super Bowl champion. So Rob's going to pick the Steelers, but if you had a team other than the Steelers, who would you pick? I mean, the Super Bowl starts a week from, or the NFL starts a week from yesterday.
So you want me to pick the Super Bowl champion?
Who's
going to
win? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
Who's going to be in it?
And who's
going to
be in the championship of the NCAA?
The national champion, not the playoff.
Yeah, national championship. Well, I mean, we only have so much time. National championship, NFL Super Bowl.
Oh, goodness. Go. All right. Well, NCAA, I'm just going to go with the major standouts out there with the top four. I'm just going to say Alabama, Clemson. For whatever reason, Florida State. I'm just like basically just sticking.
You
want to
pick two though?
Pick two.
Who's going to be in the finals?
So in the final, it's going to be Alabama. Because it's always going to be Alabama. And yeah, we'll say Alabama and Clemson. We'll just have a rematch.
Okay.
Alabama winning that sucker. In for the Super Bowl. Fucking hate Patriots.
How do you feel about the Patriots?
I feel like the Patriots are going to get the goddamn Super Bowl again.
So the Patriots.
So I say Patriots. I say, ooh. No. You know what?
Tough.
No. Screw the Patriots. I'm going to say, oddly enough, I'm going to say Cowboys, Raiders.
Okay.
That's I kind of like that.
Raiders winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that'll never happen, but okay. Ken, do you want to go, or Dan, do you want to jump the shark?
Do you want to jump the shark, Dan?
Is that what we're doing now?
Apparently.
I know nothing about the NCAA, so I'm thinking, I have no idea. Everyone says...
just pick Alabama.
My buddy said Ohio State's good this year, so
there
I
you
have
go.
No idea.
I think it's going to be Alabama and Florida State.
So they're going to do...
They're going to have a repeat match this year?
NFL?
I mean, as much as I want the U to win...
I'd love to see the Raiders. That'd be fun.
So, Dan, you said Ohio State?
Yeah.
And somebody else?
And sure, Alabama, because I know nothing about football. I just know someone told me Ohio State was good.
It says banana when I do autocorrect. Do you guys have – do you have football or NFL?
Well, Dan, you can go.
NFL is tough, but I think Patriots out of the AFC, NFC is even harder.
It is.
I have no clue who's – I'm going to go out there. I'm going to see the Panthers are going to come out of the NFC.
Ooh,
they're due.
Rebound.
Yeah, they're due.
So Pat's Panthers on Dan.
I'm going to do Texans.
Ooh. Ooh, wow. Okay.
Houston's strong, huh?
Against Seattle.
Newbies to the Super Bowl. That'll bring the list down to three.
Yep.
For the national championship, I'm going to go Alabama.
Bama.
And yep. Washington.
Oh, damn. Cousins and Garcon.
Yeah. Okay. Not the Redskins.
This is the University of Washington.
Oh, I'm not going to argue that one, but wrong thing. Go ahead. Sorry.
And then for the Super Bowl, we will go. I'm going to go with Atlanta in the NFC.
How'd they do last year?
You know, no team.
Jaquizz Rogers still on that team?
I was going to say,
no team who's ever lost the Super Bowl in the last 20 years has made it back to the Super Bowl. Well, has even made it back to the playoffs. But the following year.
Lightning can strike in the same spot twice.
Well, it needs to strike first.
Yeah, but you know,
Cobra Kai strikes first.
Hell yeah, they do.
Strike hard.
Strike first. Strike hard. No mercy.
Damn right.
And so Atlanta. I really don't want to say New England.
I know
you're gonna say
New England.
It's hard not to. Rematch.
Okay.
Reboot.
I'm gonna go with a rematch.
Rematch.
So,
ask me again after week 8.
Right.
In the NCAA, I'm going to go Oklahoma State.
Oak State?
Cowboys.
You're going all the way down the rankings just like me.
Cowboys.
Oklahoma State.
Provided they don't lose by a Hail
Mary you know what?
From Central.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna say Oklahoma State, Michigan.
Go blow.
That's a random one.
And I'm going to go off the board again. I'm going to say Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chefs?
The Chefs.
And they're going to play the Packers.
Ooh.
I hope not.
In the Super Bowl.
That would be a shitty Super Bowl.
Repeat of episode 3.
I guess I'll be I will be eating my Buffalo Wild Wings and watching Walking Dead at that point. I ain't watching that.
No one's watching that.
That's a rematch of Super Bowl 2.
Isn't it three?
I thought it was two.
One of those. Yeah, three was the Joe Namath one. So
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, the Jets one.
It was the first two, I think, wasn't it?
The Packers won the first two. The Jets won three.
Yeah.
Interesting note regarding the NCAA college rankings for the preseason. Granted that we've had one game so far. Appalachian State does have more votes to make it to the top 25 than Michigan State does.
It's funny as hell. Jeez.
And they're double A.
Did anybody see the Central game yesterday? Shane Morris leapt a man and ran three more yards. Not the I jump over you and go out of bounds. He leapt a man and kept running.
It's like the high school running back that everyone knew about?
Sam McGuffey.
There you go.
Yep.
So, did we talk about North Center Brewing over in Northville, Michigan?
Didn't. No.
We just did.
We are now.
We just did now.
Over in Northville, Michigan. Go check them out. They do have a TV there, so you can watch sports while you're playing, as well as a full
sports ball.
Full shuffleboard, trivia, great
hand
beer.
Shuffleboard or slide shuffleboard?
Hand shovel.
Hand.
But full, like not the little shitty small one you get at like the Gathering Place in Troy, like the full one.
The Gathering Place in Troy is church to me, damn it.
That's me too.
$5 pitches of beer, even though it's just like a really large mug.
And Tuesdays is buy one, get one free.
Nice.
You know, there's a bar near my house that I won't say because it doesn't compete with anybody, but anyway, they don't pay us. Their happy hour is buy one, get one 50 cents for anything.
It's amazing.
And yeah, buy one, get one. Like, so you buy a Miller Lite for $30. And you get another Miller Lite for 50 cents the second one, from 3 to 6.
Wow.
Damn. Nick, it's right by your old house.
What about, did we talk about Brown Iron Brew House?
Tell me afterwards.
We did? All right. Remember
Brown Iron Brew House and
Zatuna Liquor.
Don't we have a scholarship that we're giving out?
Yeah, we're giving away $2,000 to Schoolcraft College. To ourselves, yes.
Yes.
Nobody else can get it. If you are part of the Brewing and Distillery Program, you can apply for it. That's going to be actually coming up really, really soon because it is the fall semester. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch,
Instagram. All
those other things. Instagram.
Starting up the regular Twitch streaming very soon.
Yes, we're going to be starting Twitch streaming soon.
Episode 100, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
If you've been following us on Twitch, Ken's been on a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, already over 100 followers on Twitch already.
Sweet.
WWE Supercard.
Yeah, playing an Android game. Oh, yeah. So no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's better on draft.